Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for September 2017. We start as always with the moon. The full moon occurs on the 6th of September, followed by the new moon on the 20th. So the best time to observe anything is at the middle and end of the month when the moon is nearly new. This month is a good time to look out for Earthshine, particularly when the moon is showing a small crescent phase. Earthshine is, as the name suggests, the reflection of the Earthlight reflecting off the dark part of the crescent moon. You will need quite a dark location to see it, but it's quite an interesting sight. Now on to the planets. Venus is a bright morning object throughout the month, although it is very low down and so will only be visible for about 20 minutes before sunrise in the east-northeast in the constellation of Cancer. Mercury is a good view this month, especially during the middle of the month, when it will be visible in the east just before sunrise, very near to Mars. In fact, there will be a nice little alignment when Mercury and Mars appear to get very close to one another around the 17th of the month. Look out just before sunrise. Jupiter is very low in the west-northwest after sunset in Virgo, but Saturn may still be seen in the evening around 8 o'clock, but it is getting very low in the south in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer. Finally, Mars, best seen in the middle of the month around 5 a.m, is also quite low in the constellation of Leo in the east-northeast. And Mars is called the red planet because of the rusty orange-coloured dust on the planet's surface. And for the more confident, Uranus and Neptune may be found in the south in the constellations of Pisces and Aquarius respectively, just after midnight throughout the month. There are no meteor showers this month of any note, but if you're looking at the sky, it is well worth keeping an eye open for any sporadic meteors. These are meteors that are random and not associated with any particular meteor shower. You may also see a large number of satellites of varying brightness crossing overhead in every direction. Notably, look out for the International Space Station, or ISS. Details of these brighter satellites may be found on such websites as Heavens Above or NASA. September is a good time for observing the Milky Way, as it passes almost directly overhead. You should know Cassiopeia by now, the W shape of stars, and the Milky Way lies directly along and in the direction of this constellation, so it is easy to find. Whether the light pollution at your observation site is good enough to let you see the Milky Way is another question. However, on a nice bright night with little or no light pollution, the Milky Way is a magnificent sight. When you look at it, you are looking at the crowded centre of our galaxy. The Sun and the Earth are about two-thirds of the way out along the spiral arm from the centre of the galaxy, and so we get a magnificent view of most of the central mass of stars that we call the Milky Way. Cygnus the Swan also lies along the line of the Milky Way, so provides another way of locating it. And the best time to look at the Milky Way is around the middle of the month when the Moon is around new, as this cuts out the natural light pollution. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is of always the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's it for today. Listen out next month for October's highlights. Bye for now.